Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The next step in the Democratic presidential nominating process is tomorrow's Nevada caucuses. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign has been in Nevada for much of the past week, and he joins us on our newsline. Doug, even before tomorrow's caucuses, we understand there was a flurry of early voting?
Yeah, and it's the first time they've done that. When you have a caucus, you don't think about early voting as we often see in primaries, but they had a few days earlier this week and last weekend when people could come and essentially fill out a caucus ballot ahead of time. They have to list at least three choices in case their top choice is not viable in the caucus process, and up to five choices. And then those ballots will be opened and read tomorrow at the caucus site. So for the first time, people who can't get there during those very specific caucus hours were able to participate, and the numbers were huge. I mean, they had almost as many people voting early as they had voted in the entire caucus 4 years ago.
Of course, when we think of caucuses, Doug, I think many of us remember the mess recently in Iowa. Is that on people's minds there in Nevada, and is the state confident that things will go smoothly tomorrow?
Oh, yes, it very much is on people's minds, because Nevada, and remember, it's run by the Democratic Party, not by the state, but Nevada was going to use the same app that they used in Iowa, same company, Shadow. In fact, I think Nevada signed up for it first and recommended it to the Iowa Democratic Party. Obviously, they scrapped that. They had to scramble to come up with something else. Instead, what they've done is, I was down taking a look at this earlier, they have distributed iPads to all the precinct chairs at each caucus site, and they're loaded with a Google tool, which essentially is a form, a Google form where they'll enter all the data, and then it'll be transmitted back. So, yeah, there is definitely room for issues to arise here tomorrow, and they're going to be watching it very carefully. They have paper backups. They're saying, well, it's pretty low tech, and it's Google. We trust Google. We've got a paper backup. But it could take a while to count all those votes, and fingers crossed that they don't run into the same kind of problems that we saw in Iowa.
You have been talking to voters there in Nevada. What issues are important to them? Do they care about impeachment and all that other stuff?
Not impeachment so much. You know, I've been talking mostly with Democratic voters because this is just a Democratic caucus, but I've also been out talking to some Trump supporters because he's in town. The Democratic voters, many of them are really undecided. I mean, Bernie Sanders is leading in the polls here. There are a lot of Sanders supporters. But the ones who aren't on board with Sanders are really torn. I've talked to people who are wavering between Klobuchar and Buttigieg, or Biden and Klobuchar, or Elizabeth Warren did very well in the debate. She's getting a new look. As far as issues, you know, I think the ones that most people think about across the country resonate here, too. So that would be healthcare and immigration and you know, the economy, gun control because of the horrible massacre here in Vegas a couple of years back. So they're looking at those issues, but having a very hard time deciding among these candidates.
As you mentioned, President Trump is also in Nevada today, adding to the frenzy of campaigning.
Yeah, he's been here for a couple of days, and there is no Republican caucus, but he can't resist coming and stealing some of the Democrats' thunder. And he's having a rally, and there are at least 10,000 people lined up to get inside. They love him. They have come from hundreds of miles around. There were no protesters outside, because typically when I cover Trump events, there are protesters outside. But in this case, a lot of people dressed in red Trump gear. They want him reelected. They say they love him and they love his policies. So he has been creating a little bit of havoc around Las Vegas, his motorcade closing highways at times, just as the Democratic candidates are trying to get from one event to another.
Finally, Doug, Mike Bloomberg is not on the ballot in Nevada, but leading up to Wednesday's debate, he sure seemed to be sucking up a lot of the oxygen. Is that in the rearview mirror now?
while there was a lot of attention paid to Bloomberg, even in Nevada, where he's not on the ballot tomorrow, because that was his debate debut and the ratings for that debate were astronomically high. And for people in my home state, California, they were watching that very carefully because he has spent a fortune campaigning in California and is rising in the polls there. They wanted to see how he would do in the debate. For voters here, a lot of them are interested in him. And if he's the nominee, you know, they'll consider him in November. They can't vote for him tomorrow, so they weren't paying maybe as much attention to him. But certainly he got a lot of attention. And after his performance in that debate, where many people felt that he fell flat, he's not been talked about so much here the last couple of days. There's been a lot of buzz about Elizabeth Warren.
KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign in Las Vegas today. Doug, thank you for talking with us.
Glad to be with you, Steve. Thanks as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.